Join us now in our third lesson on the blood of Jesus Christ. Scoot up your chair.
So, we see that medically, blood sustains life by carrying away the chemical byproducts that would interfere with its health by cleansing it. So, as I think on the body of Christ, the blood metaphor offers a fresh and enlightening perspective on a perpetual problem in the body, sin. Sin is the problem. Sin is that disease in the body of Christ. And just as blood cleanses the human body of the harmful particles and toxic waste, forgiveness through Christ cleanses away the waste product, sin, that impedes the real true health. The Bible teaches us that sin is a blockage, a paralyzing toxic that restricts our relationship with God, and not only with God, but those whom we love. Pride, egotism, lust, and covetousness are simple poisons that interfere with our relationship with God. Sin is the great separator, even from our own true selves. To some, the word sin has become dusty, time-worn, and filled with frightened connotations. And the word used to describe God's relationship with sinful humanity have also faded. God is the judge. We are the accused. Metaphors age over time as cultural and languages change. Sometimes the concept begins to fade away. In blood, we have the perfect metaphor to reveal the nature of sin and the forgiveness with such clarity. Medical knowledge has enhanced our understanding. Just as blood cleanses the human body of harmful, toxic waste, forgiveness through Christ's blood cleanses away the waste products, which we call sin, that impedes the true health of the body of Christ. The Lord's Supper dramatizes that the effect of Christ's sacrifice is a continuing, ongoing. Wine is taken personally, symbolizing that the same living blood that bathes every cell with the nutrients of life also carries away all of the accumulated waste and refuse. By his blood, we are forgiven and cleansed. The wine, his blood, the bread, his body. This is my body, he says, broken for you, for your gossiping, for your lust, your pride, your insensitivity. Broken to remove all of these and replaced with his purity. Through faith, he kept the Passover, the Bible says, and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. And listen to Revelation chapter 12. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. And in Genesis 4th chapter, what hast thou done? God asked Cain, the voice of your brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Blood is the life of all mankind, and the blood of Jesus Christ is the lifeline to the saint of God. Believe in his blood. Do not shun the blood, because Jesus says, my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed.
This is the end of part 3. Tune in tomorrow for part 4. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.